And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 492 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As our theme wraps up right there, Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. We're coming up on 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 17 degrees, and still pretty blustery out. The wind's blowing up pretty good. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Jim Reeder. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning, Cy, and I want to say good morning to all of the KASM listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in.
You bet, and good to have you back with us again, Jim. We've had you on before in the past, and it's been a while now, and got a nice order of music in from you here the other day, and we were talking, and I thought, you know, it's just not, time to just reminisce and talk about some of those good old days. You had the band, the Check Lights, and, of course, you kind of folded the band now is what I understand. But why don't you give us a little brief synopsis of where you were born and raised and how you got started in music. Can you do that for us?
Well, yes. I was raised in Montgomery, Minnesota, where my family has been here for over 150 years. On this farm, and so I grew up in Montgomery and learned to play trumpet in the school band, and by 10th grade I was looking to start a polka band, and this would have been the winter of 1979.
Okay.
And got together with a couple of neighbor kids and started a band, and then we called it the Check Lights, and we went for 40 years.
Really? Wow. So yep. Finishing it up in 2019, right before COVID, huh?
Yeah, I guess our timing was impeccable.
Yep.
We had some members that wanted to be done and wanted to quit, and it was getting harder and harder to get the well-paying jobs and stuff, and we just felt like we were ready to be done.
Sure, so sure.
As you might remember, we had a great big appreciation dance at the Park Ballroom in New Prague.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a few thousand people came through that day to dance and say goodbye with us. And then at the end of that dance, that was it. Never played again.
You haven't. Okay. All right. Some of the members probably have yet, huh? I think, is it Jay Menar was a concertina player with you guys? They're probably still playing a little bit?
Yeah, Jay Menar played actually four or five instruments in my band.
Okay.
Quite a few instruments. Okay. But he is still playing with other various bands, filling in and stuff like that. The rest of us, I mean, I play occasionally with my trumpet. I'll play taps when I'm asked.
Okay.
I'll play Easter in church. I'll play Christmas in church. I've done a couple weddings and funerals, but as a band, I have not played any gigs.
So you're still keeping that lip in shape then?
No.
No?
Not really.
Yeah, it's getting a little rubbery, huh? I was a trumpet player in school, so I know what you're talking about. Some of the instruments, say a piano or accordion or concertina, I think you can pick it up and, you know, just it's kind of like riding a bicycle. You start playing and kind of comes back to you. But boy, those brass instruments, if you don't do a little practicing, that embouchure, that lip gets pretty mushy.
Yeah, that's actually the problem. If I wanted to start playing a little more regularly, I would have to get into shape, and
yep.
I would have to work it up again. And because right now, yes, I can play one or two songs in church, but that's it. I mean, I'm done. You know,
oh.
I don't have any endurance right now.
Yep, I've seen trumpet players that are not in shape, and pretty soon after one or two songs, the lips are going, you know, kind of like that, and it's it's actually kind of funny, but yet for the player, it's not, because you are done. Your lips get so soft, you just can't pucker up to that trumpet, to that mouthpiece anymore.
Yeah, that's the case.
You bet, and it's amazing how. At a young age, like in school, and I remember that too very well, you started out and you just built it up and you just thought it was always going to be there. I mean, you just always thought you could do it. So just the way things go.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if I wanted to get back into playing, I would make the commitment to get my body back in shape.
Sure,
you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you've got other interests these days. You've got a store in New Prague, Downtown Sound. What do you do there, Jim? What kind of merchandise do you sell? What kind of service do you offer?
Well, yeah, Downtown Sound is my music store in New Prague, and I do a lot of brass, woodwinds, guitars, and sheet music and audio gear. I particularly work with church sound systems and installations and wireless microphones and, you know, all kinds of portable sound systems. I do pretty much a whole bunch of stuff. And then I also have a whole school with teachers. I've got a bunch of teachers. We do a lot of lessons.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. So you sell musical equipment and you service it, or what capacity do you all have there?
Right. Yeah, we install, like, sound systems.
Okay.
We work a lot with wireless microphones.
Okay.
And portable speakers and stuff like that. And then we can also service them. We don't actually do repairs.
Mm-hmm.
But generally what happens is they've got a problem with their sound system in their church, and they call me, and I diagnose it, find out what's wrong, and we take care of them.
Okay, and do you sell instruments as well then too?
Oh yes,
you
brass
do.
Woodwinds,
okay,
yep, and guitars.
Okay, and of course service them too as well. You've got a technician on staff, or is that you?
Yeah, I do have a guy that does all the repairs.
Oh, yep. Okay, very good. How big is your staff? Do you have quite a few employees, or how big is the store?
I guess counting all the teachers, there's probably about 10 of us.
Oh, okay, wow. Ah, that's great. So still a lot of interest in music. The young people still taking band in school, obviously, huh?
Yes, that's still doing well.
Okay, good. Yeah. You know, and maybe you can give me your opinion, but it's sort of sad. You know, I got a good buddy that played tuba, Ron Eichmeyer, and he got into a dispute with the band director because he was playing a dance job instead of a concert back in the days. But his argument was that he was actually making money with his instrument, you know, and I totally agreed with his story, his alibi. How many kids, and he told the band director, he said, how many kids go through 4 years of schooling or whatever, and then they graduate, and the instrument lands in the closet, and they never look at it again? And he said, here, you know, he's the same age as I am, so he's been playing music since he was 13 years old on that tuba, and he's really done something with his talent, with the education that he got. And so, you know, we totally get it that the concert is your test. That's very important. That's where your grade comes from. And if you don't have law and order, there, you know, nobody would show up for the concert, and that wouldn't be good either. But, I mean, it's really true. A lot of kids take that music, and especially in this day and age, there's just not an opportunity to use it like there was back in the days, huh?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. I think there's always a way to find a place to play if you're willing.
Okay, yep. And I would agree with you as well. You know, nobody probably offered you to go out and start a band. You had the initiative. You said, hey, I'm going to get a band started and I'm going to find work. And you did. And boy, over the years, you certainly did, huh?
Yeah, that's actually very accurate. I just simply had it in my head that I thought it was cool that these bands were playing on stage and people were dancing and you got to play your instrument and you made some money doing it. And yes, that's right. I just went out with my partner here and we started the band. And I'll tell you what, we beat the streets in those first years. We worked really, really hard.
Yeah,
I visited hundreds and hundreds of clubs and bars and ballrooms asking them to hire us. And,
sure.
And I took a lot of no's.
Yep.
As a young band. But we kept practicing. We kept playing gigs as we got them, and we got better and better. And,
yeah.
Ended up, you know, I guess probably one of the premier bands in Minnesota for a long time.
Yes, you were. And I hear... in your sentiment there, and it's really true. There is still music being played in some of the clubs and bars. We kind of lament that the dance halls aren't there like we once knew. And I mean, we really grew up in a good era when there was a lot of dance halls in Minnesota. But now there's still music. You get into a bar and a club room every now and then, and there's you know, a couple of guitars and a drummer, or an accordion player, or a concertina player and a drummer. You still see that, probably not the big bands. The money isn't there for the big bands so much anymore. But if you're really ambitious, I think you can still find yourself work and, you know, have some fun like we did.
Yeah, that's probably true. We were, for most of the years, we were a five-piece band.
Okay.
And a five-piece band was considered a larger band towards the end.
Yeah.
My band also booked under the name of Downtown Sound, which was a rock and roll band.
Oh, okay.
Same players, same equipment, everything. We were very versatile. We could play polkas all day long, or we could play rock and roll all day long.
Oh, yes.
And so we booked out both ways.
Oh, okay.
There were nights, we were booked for polka fests, and then there was many times we were booked as a rock band for a street dance.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't make any different stuff.
Awesome.
But with that came, it got harder and harder to get the kind of income that we were used to.
Mm-hmm.
As things got tighter and tighter, you know.
Sure, you bet. Well, very good, Jim. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in Central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
That'd be great. Thanks.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market with a reminder that the St. Joe Meat Market makes venison and wild game sausage all year round. If you still have some trimmings taking up space in your freezer, think about bringing them into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and having some delicious products made for you to enjoy with family and friends. You can have those trimmings turned into any number of delicious products, from summer sausage, jerky, snack sticks, brats, breakfast links, wieners, bologna, hamburger, and the list goes on. Minimum batch sizes usually start with approximately 10 pounds of wild game per item. Our professional and courteous staff will take down your information and assist you with your order. Your order is usually complete and ready for pickup in 10 days or less. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joseph, Minnesota. Jim, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, so you know how it works. We're going to send off that meat package tomorrow, put that in the mail for you, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Yes, I was going to mention that I have had meat from that meat market over the years, and it is fantastic. It's incredible how good it is. And it's always packaged really nicely, and it's very presentable. Makes for great gifts.
You bet. Well, good. Well, we thank you so much, Jim. And getting back to our conversation, and I was just going to mention, you being in the business for this length of time now, you must really kind of pinch yourself, too. I sure do. how technology has changed from when we started, when we were just high schoolers or even younger than that, to where things are today, huh?
Well, yeah, that's kind of funny because we were, one of my old band members was in the store this week, and we were laughing that, you know, back in the 80s, we'd travel all over the Midwest.
Yep.
We didn't have any cell phones. We didn't have any GPS.
Yep.
There wasn't hardly any all-night gas stations.
Yep.
All we had was a map.
Yep.
And you'd get down into Iowa sometimes, and some of the roads weren't even marked, you know.
Yeah. So true. And we were
so
pretty
amazing that we found a place.
And we were pretty modern compared to, say, Whoopi John and some of the Six Fat Dutchman bands and some of those that go back into the 20s and 30s, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jim, when you started in, did you have an idol or somebody that you looked up to, a band or anything that you said, hey, they can do it, I can do it too, I want to be like them? Or what was your thought pattern back then?
I kind of had a number of... See, on the farm, the polkas were on the radio every morning and every night.
For a chore time.
Yeah, so in whether it was Faribault or New Prague or New Ulm, here in Montgomery, we would hear the polkas all the time. And I had bands that I thought I liked their sound.
Okay.
And being a trumpet player, I, of course, went to people that had trumpets. I enjoyed, in the early days, I was impressed by the Bob Milbrett Band.
Okay.
I was impressed by, like, the Ben Barta Band. I enjoyed music. I was inspired by the Novotny Trio or the Novotny Brothers in Montgomery.
Sure.
They had, when they started, they were young kids getting going, and that's what I saw was, here's somebody that was young when they started, and they kept it going, and I thought that was cool. You know, and I had a few others. The Polka Padre music was real big at the time. Marv Herzog. And so we kind of tailored our style as a mix of those bands.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
We were energetic. You know, our drummer played, our bass player played. He didn't just sit, you know, and our music was considered energetic.
You bet. Some of the ballrooms that you got into over those years, care to mention some, reminisce a little bit about some of those great, I mean, everyone had their own character. A lot of them are built on the lakes. I remember in my youth playing dance jobs and getting to, say, the Lakeview Ballroom in Avon, beautiful little pond or lake there right down. And a lot of those summer or Saturday nights or Friday nights, you'd get there early and you'd probably walk down to the water and just a beautiful evening. Your memories?
Yeah, we hit all the ballrooms. That was the most fun, was traveling the ballroom circuit.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people would follow you, so you would see a lot of the same folks.
Yeah.
But you would also see the folks that lived near that ballroom.
Yeah.
So we'd travel all the way into Wisconsin, and we'd see the people we knew that we had met previously over there. And the next time we went to Fereda or something, we'd see those folks again, you know.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of your favorite songs that you played over the years, polkas, waltzes, care to mention a couple of the tunes that you started out with maybe, or theme song ended up with?
You know, it's like I said, we played, we had about 500 or 600 songs in our repertoire, and a lot of it was rock and roll, country, and ballads, and polkas, waltzes, and two-steps. So I liked a lot of different music.
Okay.
If I talk about the recordings, one of my favorite songs on my recordings that we did way back in 87, I think, 1987, Tula River's All Run Dry.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that one.
I always thought that was a really pretty song, and the girl sings it really pretty. Tula River's All Run Dry, and I always thought that was a pretty song. One of our most popular songs was Out Behind the Barn.
Yeah, I remember that one.
and How Far Is Heaven.
Yeah.
Probably our biggest seller was How Far Is Heaven.
Okay.
That one, just every night we had to play it, you know. And after Ben Barta quit playing and passed away, they kind of passed the torch to us to play You and Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The family actually told me that I needed to keep it alive. And so my band started playing You and Me after Ben's passing. And we actually ended up playing that song on the Molly B. Polka Show live that time, and became the number one most requested song on her show.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So,
yeah, You and Me.
How many times did you go into the recording studio? Do you have any idea?
We made six studio albums, and then we made the live album with the Molly B. Show, and that we actually ended up, that's available on CD or the video, DVD.
Okay. Yep, and I've gotten those from you. And you've got, what, the volume 1, 2, and 3 CDs?
Yeah, we took the 6 albums and we condensed them onto like 4 CDs.
Okay. Yeah, the one I don't have one here today, and that's called The Rest of the Best. And that must be a compilation of some of those recordings as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We moved everything from LP and cassette, and we got everything onto CDs that we made available over the years.
Sure. Yeah. So I currently have 5 different ones by you guys. Volume 1, 2, and 3, the Molly B one, and The Rest of the Best. So I think that pretty much brings us up to date.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, very good, Jim. What's the future looking like? A lot of work ahead of you yet? Or are you starting to see that retirement on the horizon? Or where are you at?
Well, I guess I can see the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to this music store.
Uh-huh.
Five years, maybe.
Okay.
Give or take. God willing.
You got an exit plan in place?
I don't really have anything planned yet.
Okay, it's just going to happen one day.
Yeah, well, yeah, something will happen.
Yeah.
And then as far as musically, I don't have any plans musically.
Okay.
I really feel that I put it all out on the table.
Yeah.
Maybe someday, but I have nothing planned to start up again or anything.
Sure.
In fact, when it's 30 below, I remember going out playing and loading up a cold trailer when it was 30 below, and I don't have any desire to do that again.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. We usually do a memory at this point of the program right before we let you go, and I was going to ask you to share a memory, good, bad, or otherwise, and I know you've done that over the past, and I don't remember what you've told us in the past, but is that your memory, is the 30 below nights, or do you have something else that you want to share with the listeners?
Well, as you know, a lot of stuff that happens in a band is not suitable for radio.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it happens in the middle of the night.
Well, thing. Entertainment has always centered around alcohol and, people having a good time. And, of course, when they're not in their right mind after they've had a few drinks, they might say or act a little different than they would when they're normally at a day job or something, so we understand that. But that's part of the gig, I think, is to be happy and provide entertainment for the people that are there.
Yeah, and you don't even need alcohol.
No, that's true.
Band people are silly from day one, anyway.
I think you're right.
Can I put out my phone number in case anyone has any questions or is interested in anything with what we did over the years or recordings or whatever?
Please do that, Jim. Yes, do that.
Now, I know that they can also get recordings of my band from you, Cy.
Yeah.
Everybody knows they can get it from you also. But if you got any questions about the band or you remember seeing us or something, phone number, 952-758-5166.
Perfect.
And I'd love to hear from you. If you remember seeing us around or something, that'd be great to hear from you.
Absolutely. We welcome people to call you and do that. And if they have any musical needs, Nowadays people travel around the state like nothing. And so just because you're in New Prague and maybe 100 some miles away from us, that's nothing for people nowadays. They get in and out of the state all the time. So you'd welcome any business from out of town as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Very good. Well, very good. Well, with that, probably going to have to let you run, Jim. We could go on and on. It's so fun talking to people that have some history. I always say that. I really enjoy that. But we want to save time to play a little music by the Czech Lights. So with that, we're going to let you run. Want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us. And the good Lord willing, like I've told you in the past, we'll do this thing again sometime, if that's all right.
Yes, I want to thank you, Cy, for having me on your show. And the good listeners of KASM, thanks for listening.
You bet. And if you want to hang on the phone, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. And there he goes. Mr. Jim Reeder, our 492nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 18 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music by the Czech Lights coming up in just a moment. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 492nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 18 degrees and the sun is starting to break through, looking like a pretty decent day, other than all that wind that we've been getting. So we're going to hear music with the Czech Lights. We're going to start out with their Volume 1 CD. And let's see, what would we like to hear? Let's try this one from 1985, one called You Are My Sunshine, the Czech Lights.
Sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies
The Czech Lights, Jim Reeder and the Czech Lights, one called You Are My Sunshine. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 18 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another one off of that same recording, one called The Carol Ann Polka, The Czech Lights. Czech Lights, a great polka tune there, one called The Carol Ann Polka. Here's one of the songs that Jim had talked about in the interview, one called Till the Rivers All Run Dry. Jim Reeder and the Czech Lights.
Till the rivers all run dry, till the sun falls from I'll be
The Czech Lights with Till the Rivers All Run Dry here on KASM. Great stuff for you there from the Czech Lights, their Volume 1 CD. One more that Jim talked about, and this one is one called How Far Is Heaven? The Czech Lights. The Czech Lights and their rendition of How Far Is Heaven? And that comes off of their Volume 1 CD. And we're going to move to their Volume 2, Volume 3 CD right now. But first, we have to tell you about Jeannie B's tours as she brings us our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. And we're thankful for that. And Jeannie texting in some information. She says, here's copy for tomorrow, Si. It may not feel like spring, but Jeannie B's Tours has exciting spring tours planned for you. Now is the time to check out the Tour More in 24 Adventures and Getaways. You can hear all about the variety of fun, interesting outings waiting for your reservations at any of the many meet and greets planned for you at various locations. Call Jeannie B's Tours 320-345-1581. For a complete meet-and-greet schedule, Treats and door prizes will be furnished at each gathering. And here is just a listing of some of the dates and times and locations for the first week of February. Meets and greets. February 1st, meet with Jeannie B. at Tutti Frutti Kitchen in Sauk Center, Minnesota from 9 until 10:30. Then at the Traveler's Inn in Alexandria from 1 until 2:30. On February 5th, she's going to be at the Avon Cabin Cafe from 10 until 11 and Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe from 1:30 until 3. On February 7th, Jeannie B. will meet with interested tour guests at the Gather Coffee Shop in Glenwood from 9 until 10. The Painesville Senior Center will host a meet and greet on February 8th from 9 until 10. Travelers from the St. Cloud area will be able to meet with Jeannie B. Tours at Perkins by Crossroads on February 8th from 1 until 2:30. Now, the Flyout Extended Tour presentations will be held on February 9th at Jill's Cafe in Richmond and from 9 till 11 at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport from 1 until 3. At the February 9th sessions, hear all about Alaska, Canadian Rockies, Treasures of Ireland, Colors of New England Rails and Trails, the Danube River Cruise, Austria and Germany, Hawaii, and more. These tours are all filling fast for 2024 at this time, so gather your fellow travelers and head to the nearest meet and greet near you. And we will be announcing upcoming dates and locations throughout the next couple of weeks. As always, call Jeannie B's Tours for this week for details, 320-345-1581. And again, Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 18 degrees here in central Minnesota. It's old time polka time with the Czech Lights off of their volume 3 CD, one called the Heska Holka Polka. Czech Lights and a nice concertina solo there by Jay Minar on the concertina, one called the Heska Holka Polka. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, one called the Rosalinda Waltz, the Czech Lights.
A chance on me, please let me linger in your embrace. You see, I love you so. You mustn't tell me no.
Czech Lights, music for you there by the Czech Lights, one called the Rosalinda Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.